Hello, hello, my fellow podcast people. I hope you're doing very, very well on this fine Thursday afternoon, or whatever day and time it is for you right now as you're listening to this podcast episode. I'm your host, Azrin the Language Nerd, as per usual. You can find me on primarily Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat, but also secondarily on Medium.com, where I do some blogging, on Tumblr, and on Musical.ly. My handle on all these platforms is at Polyglot Azrin, PolyglotAzren. And welcome to another podcast episode. I'm really excited to be recording this one here. The weather in Calgary, as per usual, let's do the weather update. The weather, it's really, really rainy today and quite cold. Lots of gray clouds, lots of water falling from the sky. Temperatures are about, 8, 9 degrees, something like that, Celsius. That's got to be, I think that's like 50s or maybe, maybe mid-50s, I think. Maybe 60 in Fahrenheit, something in that range. And it's just interesting because normally in the spring, we have weather that is quite choppy. Like some days it's raining, some days it's sunny, some days we get a weather warning, then it's thunderstorms, then we get hail, then we get this, then we get that. Some days it's a bit of mix of everything where it's sunny, then it rains, and it's sunny, then it rains. Like it's just quite unpredictable. But this spring has been completely different, where actually this is the first real rainfall we've had all spring, which is really bizarre. And actually, now that I'm talking it out, I think our whole weather has been kind of weird this year, because the winter was one of the coldest winters we've had yet. We've never had a winter where it's like that consistently cold in quite some time. And now we're having a spring that is quite consistently warm apart from today. So just an interesting little tidbit, I guess. And it's just interesting to see how the weather's been a little different, a little bit unique this year compared to previous years. Now, I want to jump into two major topics today. The first one is a life update that also has a language connection. And the second one is kind of the main topic of today, which is the Yenny versus Laurel scenario and the connection that it has with how we interpret sound and language learning. For those of you who haven't heard of this Yenny versus Laurel, you're in for a bit of a treat. It's kind of a hot topic right now in 2018. Now, life update. You guys know, I've been playing badminton a couple times a week. I started playing badminton because, for those of you guys who don't know, pre-2016, kind of middle of 2016 and before, I was really not doing well with my health. Like, I looked okay, like I was skinny and like, I looked fine, but the choices I was making were not great. I was sleeping about, God, I don't even know, like 5-6 hours a night. I didn't eat any vegetables, I had no protein, I was living on carbs, lots of like sugars, and I was really stressed out at work, high stress environment, I didn't exercise, very few fruits, almost basically not enough water in the day, like just everything that you should be doing, I was not doing, and most things apart from like heavy drinking or alcohol, smoking, drugs, stuff like that, apart from those, I was doing everything that you're not supposed to be doing for your health. That's kind of the place I was in. Then mid-2016, I decided that it's time to kind of switch things up. And I started to make some changes. I started to eat healthier. That's how I started, just with my eating. And gradually, I've been trying to get healthier and healthier and healthier as time goes on. So one thing that I've recently changed that you guys know about is me playing badminton a couple of times a week. It's the most, so I think today is the most active I've been in probably about 10 years, roughly. 10 years ago, I used to play soccer very competitively, but since I was a teenager, this is the most active I've ever been, so which is like a big win for me, and I'm very proud of myself. But I've noticed something really interesting with my skill level in badminton, and it made me come up with a bit of a theory that works for language learning as well. I think that when you learn a skill, there's a couple of different things that happen. Number one, the more beginner you are, the more you microanalyze your behavior in ways that are not productive. So for example, when you're learning a language, when you're a beginner, it's very easy to be like, crap, I mispronounced that word. Crap, I didn't understand what they said. What the heck? Why didn't I understand that? Crap, I forgot how to do that. Crap, I can't say that sentence even though I've been taught how to do that grammar point. Crap, 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 crap. Mess this up, mess that up, make this mistake. And it's very easy to get into a mental state where we're micro-analyzing a lot of the bad things, a lot of the mistakes, a lot of the errors, a lot of the things that we're doing that are not necessarily quote unquote perfect, or how we view them as they should be, or how we think we should be doing at this stage in our learning. I've been doing this with badminton. I've been microanalyzing, and it's just not, I realize it's not really healthy. Like it's a thing that we do in language learning, but really any skill, to be honest, but language learning specifically, that as a beginner, we need to be very mindful not to do that. It's really important. Otherwise we psych ourselves out mentally. We increase the odds of quitting and decrease the odds of success. It's not really healthy. It's stressful, and it is something that we need to reduce, I think. It's not healthy. I realized this because I'm doing some of it in badminton. And I was like, I gotta unhinge from that and unhook myself a little bit from that. I think number two, the second thing that's also happening, is that when we're a beginner or when we're not really advanced, we tend to be more inconsistent because we don't have the grammar and the pronunciation, and the different vocabulary. We don't have everything deeply ingrained in our brain and in our memory. It's kind of like this shallow knowledge. And what happens with it is that because this knowledge we've gained about the language has not sunk deep into our brain, some days we'll be able to access the knowledge really well and apply it and speak well, remember the rules, write well, read well, and just perform, generally speaking, well, right? And other days we're going to try and reach for the knowledge in our brain, and it's just not going to work because the knowledge, it slipped out. You can't remember something, you know, you don't have the muscle memory in your mouth to pronounce things as they should be pronounced. And it leads to inconsistent performance with the language. And I was like, man, I didn't really think about that. And actually, interestingly, a bad combination is to microanalyze yourself as a beginner and be inconsistent. And we're going to be inconsistent. That's normal as a beginner. So I think the big thing is to take away the micro analyzing and understand that we're going to be inconsistent. That's probably a good, like, mental thing to be doing when we're learning a language. And I'm kind of saying this and talking about this, like, to talk to myself, because I need to fix this for badminton. I'm micro analyzing and I'm inconsistent. Bad combination. Well, I can't really change the inconsistentness because I am a beginner. I don't have the muscle memory fully ingrained yet on how I'm supposed to do things. So I gotta, you know, that's gonna come with time and practice and just like trying to get better every single time I play. But I can at least stop the microanalyzing. I can at least, at a minimum, I think it's healthy to be like, what's the word I'm looking for? To be self, like introspective. It's important to be introspective and to realize the mistakes you're making, the things you're doing well, so you can make sure you're improving. But too much of it becomes unhealthy. And I think that's just a really big thing for language learners and really anyone, any skill that you're working on right now, especially if you're kind of early in the process. I think it's something we just need to remember. It's just so key for our own mental stress or mental state, etc. Now, the main topic for today. Yenny versus Laurel. Now, what is Yenny versus Laurel? Okay, when I first heard of this, I thought it was like a court case. I thought there's like a guy named Yenny. He was like some murderer. Laurel was like the defendant and they're like persecuting him and he's gonna go to jail. I thought it was like a big serious thing when it's really quite the opposite. It's not serious at all. It's actually quite benign. It's actually a little thing. It's kind of like that whole dress, what color's the dress scenario. I don't know if you guys heard of that last year, but it's a really little thing that people are making a big fuss over. Essentially, there's an audio clip of, I don't know if it's a person or a computer or what it is, but there's an audio clip of a specific word being said. Now, depending on who you ask, some people think that this word is Laurel. Some people think that this word is Yenny. And there's like people are really arguing like, what? How are you hearing Yenny? It's clearly Laurel. Or how are you hearing Laurel? It's clearly Yenny. What the heck? Like, and people are really like losing it over it. And it's like, it's a really hot topic in culture right now. And I wanted to kind of take this in a language direction and talk about the relevance and why this fascinates me so much. The reason it fascinates me is that I think this is a perfect manifestation to prove that we all hear things a little bit differently. And when we're learning another language, this is like compounded. We hear things completely differently. Here's a really practical example. I was in a bar about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, and I met a girl from Russia. And this girl from Russia, we were talking, and we were talking about Russian. I was like, man, I want to know, what are some sounds in Russian that for an English person to say are difficult, like that we struggle to say? And she gave me a sound. I was able to pronounce it then, but I forget what it sounds like. But I remember the first time I heard it, what I actually perceived using my ears was the English sound "eh," like in the word silk or the word whatever, like "eh." That's what I heard, "it," right? That's the sound that I heard. But, and that's like physically, I was like, oh, that's what she said. And she's like, no, it's nothing like that at all. It's like this. And she said it again. And I was like, what the heck? So my ears were perceiving something that she was like, no, that's wrong. That is not how you should be perceiving it. And it reminded me of this Yenny versus Laurel. Some people hear Yenny and they go, you hear Laurel? No, that's wrong. It's Yenny. And the person hearing Laurel is going, no, it's Laurel. And it reminded me of this Russian conversation of me going, no, you're saying "eh." She's like, no, I'm going blah, 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 whatever she's saying. And we're having, I was like, what the heck? I don't understand this. And it's just like, there's a lot of implications. First of all, it's for the more, you know, let's say the more advanced people out there. Sometimes I find that as an advanced speaker, we get comments, very different comments from very different people. Like, for example, myself in Spanish, some people say, you sound Mexican. Some people say, you sound Colombian. Some people go, oh, you're totally Peruvian. Some people go, like, everyone has their own little opinion and this of like what I sound like, what my accent sounds like in Spanish. And I used to think, like, how can people hear the same set of sounds and think I sound like I'm from somewhere different? Like, how can that happen? I used to think it's because I'm speaking a little bit differently on each day. And there's a possibility of that. But now I'm realizing that, huh, it's probably a part of it is probably that we all hear things ever so slightly differently. So to one person's ears, I might sound Colombian. To another person's ears, I might sound like Peruvian or this or that or the other thing, right? So I think it's just interesting. Part two is that, and this is almost the more fascinating part for me, is that when we look at this Laurel versus Yenny scenario, technically speaking, one could make the argument that both answers are correct because what we perceive is our personal reality. If I'm perceiving Yenny or Laurel or whatever, that is my personal reality, so that is my truth. And there's a lot of people on both sides of the coin, so theoretically one could make that argument. With languages, unfortunately, we can't do that. I can't say, I'm hearing the sound "it," and so that's correct. And the other person's going, no, I'm trying to say blah, 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 this sound, so that's correct. Unfortunately, if you are the person learning the language, you as the language learner is wrong. You're the one who's wrong. The native speaker, the one who's saying the sound correctly and saying that you are wrong, right? The native speaker is correct. You as the learner are wrong. And so what happens is that it's fascinating because sometimes I think when we hear sounds in another language and we're trying to reproduce them, we're trying to pronounce them, etc., even though to our ears, even though in our brain, we think it's being said a certain way and we're reproducing it in a way that we think it should be reproduced, even if we hear it one way, we have to learn to retrain our ears to hear it another way. We have to retrain our ears to hear it the way the native speaker does, because there's millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people who speak that language that are hearing it a one specific way. And you need to be able to hear it that way or say it that way or whatever if you want to really be able to, function in that language properly, right? And I guess I should be more specific. If it's like a small difference, if you're hearing a sound slightly differently and you're slightly mispronouncing it, it's not a big deal. But like, for example, with me in the Russian, like apparently the way I was saying the sound was way off. Like she was laughing at me and I was like, what the heck is going on? Thankfully, I was able to hear it after a couple of repetitions. I was able to figure it out. But anyway, it's a different topic. So it was just really just kind of fascinating for me, to be perfectly honest. And yeah, it's just one of those things. And I think that's just why sometimes language can be challenging, because we have to let go of our preconceived notions. You know, for example, like when we grow up, if we only grew up around English, we only have these English sounds, quote unquote, saved in our brain, right? And so when we're learning another language, we have to let go of these English sounds and understand there's going to be other sounds we have to be receptive to and learn and retrain the brain, retrain the ears, kind of retrain and just be really open. And I just think that's obviously a really big challenge. What makes languages difficult, sometimes what makes it frustrating. But it's also, I guess, it's just really interesting when you succeed with it. It's, you feel successful. You're like, wow, I was able to do it. So yeah, that's kind of the topic for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate your guys' attention. And yeah, I'm curious, what do you hear? Do you hear Laurel or do you hear Yenny when you hear this audio? Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, call into my Anchor show if you're using the Anchor app to listen to this. Just hit me up at Polyglot Azrin. And yeah, talk to you guys later. Bye for now.